An act of defiance in Burkina Faso, a country where armed groups linked to ISIL and Al-Qaeda are gaining ground. Despite threats, hundreds of Africa's top actors, directors, and producers have gathered for the spectacular opening to the Pan-African Film and Television Festival of Ouagadougou, which is also known as FESPACO. Fatou Kande, a Senegalese director, is in the running for the Golden Stallion for her TV series on the Senegalese hip-hop movement.
This is a place all of us want to be. We don't want to go to Cannes. We don't want to go to Locarno. We want to go to FESPACO. When you have something different than a classical, typical film, you want an area where you can show it and not be judged before it is shown to a general public. And this is the place for avant-garde cinema.
Normally held every 2 years, FESPACO started in 1969. The theme for this 27th edition is African cinema and the diaspora, a new perspective and new challenges. Hundreds were lining up to watch the opening movie Atlantique. It's the tale of a migrant going to Europe, but seen from the perspective of those left behind. French Senegalese director Mati Diop has already won a prize at the Cannes Film Festival, but she says it's still important to show the movie here in Ouagadougou.
I think the big deal for me is to share this movie with the audience tonight, with the Burkinabe audience tonight. Beyond the festival, beyond the prize, beyond the competition, we tend to forget that the most important thing is this very deep relationship between a film and spectators.
Beyond the glitz and glamour on display on the red carpet, FESPACO is about this: watching movies in cinemas from young African talent that are yet to be discovered by the film industry.
There's more than 200 films this year, including White Lines. A favorite among the jury is a story of forbidden love set in Namibia, a country often used by Hollywood to portray Africa, but never to tell stories of Namibians. Then there's a production from Lesotho, a nation that has no cinemas to watch films in, but has produced an outstanding dark drama that has already won a prize at the Sundance Film Festival for visionary filmmaking. For people in Burkina Faso, this event is an opportunity to experience the diversity of African narratives, and for African storytellers, a chance to get their work seen on a global stage. Nicholas Hawk, Al Jazeera, Ouagadougou.